The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Mark your calendar. The dates are September 29, Friday at 7 p.m., and Saturday, September 30, is at 10 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. We're going to have a prophetic conference after all these years. Other than the prophetic gathering of the saints every December 31st, we are going to have our prophetic conference for the first time in many years. You must register for this event, though. Seating is limited. It is free. You can go to our website, sogmi.org, and click events. Again, our website address is www.sogmi.org and click events. You can register it right now. Last week we were having some technical issues, but if you can go to the events section right now, you can register. Or you can email me at sonsofgod@satx.rr.com. It is a part of the expansion. It is a part of the changes that God is doing even in this ministry. So it is important for you to jump on board, get on board, and this is going to be a season of greatness. The greatness of the season that we're in. That will be the theme of the prophetic conference. Okay? So it's September 29th and September 30th. That will be next month, but seating is limited, so you must register as soon as possible. You know, Joshua last month sat me down and showed me the statistics of the things on where do we need improvements and what is the issue or the training that the body of Christ needed or are needing. They're hungry for it. And we found out from the website it is the prophetic training or the prophetic school. That is what many are asking for. So we're going to start it first here in San Antonio, and then we're going to open it to different cities and different countries like never before. And at the same time, for those that we cannot reach or who cannot come here or will not be able to listen to this radio broadcast, we will going to offer a prophetic school online. So watch out for it. We're going to send you email and just go to our website and we're going to update it and we're going to make the announcement specifically, especially about the online prophetic school. So changes, changes, and more changes. Promotion and manifestation. That is the season that we're in right now. You know, personally, promotion and manifestations of blessings, those are easy. It's the changes and more changes that are challenging for me, personally. But because of the season that we're in, because of the Holy Spirit, what the Holy Spirit is showing me and showing you, I am very grateful of these changes. Why? For the righteous, the changes will turn out to be for good. It doesn't matter whether you're experiencing some issues right now that are challenging or that are painful. Those are temporary. It will turn out to be for good because it is the timing of God and because He is truly a loving God. So trust God and you will see good changes are coming. Oftentimes, when you and I hear revelation or we finally got it for the first time, you know, sometimes we hear it, we study it, we memorize it, we heard preaching about it. Yeah, it's good, we say that. But when, after all those years, we finally got it, we got the understanding, sometimes we want to kick ourselves. We bemoan of the lost times and opportunities. And it's like, I wish we have known, or else we could have done so many things, not just for ourselves, but for the kingdom of God. Lift your head up high. It is not too late for you. Not at this season, okay? I will release, thus saith the Lord. And you need to take it. You need to receive it. Get excited about it. Obey the instructions. No more crying of loss or missed opportunities, my dear brothers and sisters. This is not the time. We need to move forward because our future is a lot greater than our past. And we must focus on today, okay? Today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. The greatness of the season we are in. It is awesome. It is inspiring. It is great. You know, last week I was home alone for almost 3 days. Mike, Joshua, James, and Erica went to Omaha to celebrate Mike's mom's 88th birthday. I really thought that is the opportunity for me to spend time alone, probably to fast, to pray, to study, to receive a new revelation from the Holy Spirit. I was ready. I got the children to help me clean and organize the house before they left so that I can focus on my study time, right? I was so excited about it. And it was kind of challenging. For those who don't know me, I cannot sit still. I cannot relax if I see something that is needed to be done. So I was so excited. The house is clean and I went to the groceries to get the things that I need for the weekend, for myself, the food that I wanted to eat. And I came and I said, like, okay. And it's just like, here I am, Lord. And so I'm ready. I got the Bible. I got my notes. I got my computer. I got my tablet. And I was thanking him. I started worshiping him, thanking him for that time. And I went outside of the deck. Okay. I just wanted to pray and relaxed. And before I realized what I was doing, I was repotting plants in the pots. I was watering. I was picking up dead leaves. And for 2 hours, I didn't realize what I was doing. And I was like, oh, and I was like, I'm sorry, Lord. I got carried away. So I went inside the house, locked the door again, and start praising God. And I got on my in front of my computer and said, and the Holy Spirit is not telling me anything. And I said, like, Lord, and so what? Well, I said, like, I'm here. For me, it's just like, oh, Lord, you and I, we need to take advantage of this time. Let us not waste any time. That's a kind of my attitude. And the Lord said, no, I want you to enjoy what you wanted to do. And said, you rest and relax. Relax. And I said, there's so many revelations that I need to hear from you. Many confirmations, prophecies, prayers, and direction. Not just for me, for my family, but others, for the core team at Freedom Fellowship Church. And the Lord said that, no, I want you to relax. You know, it took me a whole day to get adjusted to that. Until finally, the second day, the Lord asked me, Christina, when was the last time that you had this kind of opportunity? And I paused and I said, before I got married. That's how long it was. So I spend my time enjoying with Jesus, forgetting about my responsibilities, forgetting about the chores, forgetting about anything else. I forgot about preparing for the Sunday services and for the upcoming conference. I ate what I wanted to eat. I watched television. I read some books. I got connected with some friends that I have not heard or communicated for a long time and with my family. And while I was doing that, God was speaking to me. And then the Lord said that I'm enjoying this, Christina. I had the most fun in years. The Lord made me laugh so hard that I really relax. I forget about everything, about challenges, about issues. I forget everything. I was so relaxed and I didn't want it to end. And on the last few hours, I said, like, Lord, I said, thank you for that. And I said, but I really have to prepare now for Sunday services. And the Lord told me, I said, oh, Christina, I said, the word for me is Matthew chapter 20. And that afternoon, all I need to know is Matthew chapter 20. And said, is that about the parable about the kingdom of God likened to a landowner, right? And he told me that this is the word for the body of Christ for this week. And in a blink of an eye, he showed me what the thus saith the Lord for this week is all about. Are you ready? Changes, great changes, and more changes are coming. And the Holy Spirit changed me how to prepare for the Sunday services. For everything, there will be changes. For everything under the sun. I know it is uncomfortable to our flesh and to our mind in living and walking by faith. But be comfortable in being uncomfortable. Because more changes are about to manifest. And I'm loving it now. I mentioned to you that when we hear ourselves, when we got the revelation after all these years, and we bemoan the fact, oh, if only I have known this, if I have this knowledge, this revelation years ago, I could just imagine what I could have done. All the blessings manifested, right? And a lot of times we kick ourselves about it. We wished away that we could have done a lot better in the past. I wish we had known better, not just for ourselves, for our loved ones, for our God, and for the kingdom of God. Stay tuned. This is a great news for you, my dear brothers and sisters. Like, I am so excited. And you're going to hear more. More of this, more of revelation, everything about Jesus and you and the kingdom of God and what God is planning. We're going to hear instruction on September 29th and 30th. I am preparing for it now. Actually, I trained the core team, the ministry team for next month's conference. I spend a whole day Saturday with them. But let us go to Matthew chapter 20. We all read or know about this parable that Jesus shared, but now the Holy Spirit, because of the greatness of the season that we're in, he gave us revelation and instruction. So take a listen. I'm going to read Matthew chapter 20, starting with verse 1, NIV. Okay? It says, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire men to work in his vineyard. He agreed to pay them a denarius for the day and sent them into his vineyard. About the third hour, he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace doing nothing. He hired them, and then at the last hour or 11th hour again, he found some that are still standing them because no one hired them for the day. So he hired them also," right? So when it's quitting time, let's go to Matthew chapter 20, verse 8. It says, "When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, 'Call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last ones hired and going on the first.' The workers who were hired about the 11th hour came and each received a denarius. So when those came who were hired first, they expected to receive more." I want you to listen very carefully about this, because this is a parable about the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God. Okay? "So the workers who were hired about the 11th hour came and each received a denarius. So when those came who were hired first, they expected to receive more. But each of them also received a denarius. When they received it, they began to grumble against the landowner." You know how it is? And Jesus is telling us that this is the kingdom of heaven. Well, we think a lot like those that are in the world. So just like the workers were hired first, when they saw that, oh man, they got a full pay, we were going to have comp time, we're going to have overtime, we're going to receive a bonus, but they did not. So they got angry. They start grumbling, right? Like some of us, but I know not any of our listeners, right? Because we all got delivered from that. Verse 12. "These men who worked hard last worked only 1 hour," they said, "and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the work and the heat of the day." But he answered one of them, "Friend, I am not being unfair to you. Did you not agree to work for a denarius? Take your pay and go. I want to give the man who was hired last the same as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I'm generous? So the last will be first and the first will be last." So example, like in the kingdom of God, just like what Jesus said here in Matthew chapter 20. For example, if your child just got born again, okay? He just got saved and born again and then he died. That person is going straight to heaven. He's in heaven. The same place where God's generals are. He will not be put in a hold pattern because, no, you just got born again. So therefore, you do not belong to the heavens. No, Jesus shared this parable to tell us that in the kingdom of God, God is really awesome, loving, merciful, and powerful. And ever generous. So if you just got the understanding and revelation right now, do not fret. God is a loving and awesome God, and for Him, for this season, you do not have to wait. Believe and trust Him, and you will be in position of blessings. You will walk in the supernatural. You will forget your past victories, even failures, because you did not know, you did not obey God. Forget about those. Those are in the past. There is nothing you can do about your past, but you can do something now and tomorrow. This is the season where God is calling forth and restoring many in the kingdom of God. And you will be equally blessed with the many who have been believing and have been obeying God for many, many years. This is what Jesus is talking about, and He is giving us the revelation of this parable for this season. This is the kingdom of our God. God is so excited. I believe He's more excited than I am. Probably very, very excited. He is really a God of second chance. Jesus, you are so wonderful. We are poised to soar in this great season, and we will operate under the system of our God. And Jesus will be the Lord of all and in all, in every area of our lives. Glory to God. You know, when I first got baptized by the Holy Spirit, I got born again, I experienced supernatural things almost instantaneously. I don't know about you, but even our leaders at that time, they were really very surprised of the things that I've been sharing as far as my experience from the get-go. As soon as I got born again and received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, God began to give me dreams and visions, and they're coming to pass. This is the way God spoke to me and continued to speak to me, but now it is so different until this season, okay? God started giving me dreams, prophetic dreams again, and I started seeing visions again, like I received them many years ago. But now, I am more matured. I learn more now, even from my mistakes. So it is very exciting in this time. Actually, He told me about these changes coming, even in my own personal lives. But with me, He told me the changes actually started in like September or October of 2013. But this year, this season is so different. Prophetic dreams, visions, before they come once a month or twice a month, and visions are rare. But in this season, I get prophetic dreams almost every night. And I am seeing visions clearly, like watching a television, even during daytime. It's so exciting. Well, Christina, how do you know that your dreams are prophetic dreams? Easy. Calm down, my brothers and sisters. The Lord Jesus, or God the Father, is always in those dreams. How do you know that you are seeing visions and not just vain imaginations? Because the visions are about the kingdom of God, about the future, the plan of God. And the Holy Spirit always gives the interpretation, sometimes in dribbles, but He is always proactive. He is our teacher, remember? He is our friend. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He is our God. That is why we are taking this prophetic school to other parts of the world, in which we already have in the past, but we will be more aggressive this time because we're expanding our outreaches. And we are taking the prophetic school to other parts of this country, teaching about prophecy and training those that have gifts of prophecy who are called as a part of the companies of prophets that God is raising in this generation is very crucial. It's very important in these last days. So we are also going to start online prophetic school. You know, when God instructed me to open a prophetic school in 2003, I never forget that day. I was overwhelmed. I wanted to scream. I wanted to cry because I could almost hear what people say. Who do you think you are? You're calling yourself a prophet? And I really felt like I was not qualified. I was not equipped to do prophetic school. I can prophesy. I can pray for you. But God reassured me that He's going to direct me. So he gave me the syllabus. He gave me the courses, the topic. He even gave me the scriptures references. Every prophetic school and every conference, presence of God is always manifest. God is there. God is everywhere. We don't invite him and ask him to move. We are going to be led by him, and he is bound to move. So everywhere we go, wherever God sent us, we incorporate the prophetic school. One of the reasons why God wanted me to teach and open a prophetic school is to train those who are called in the prophetic to take on the true characteristics of the true prophet of God. And it was actually Ed Grubb's favorite subject, because Ed and Mike and now Joshua are helping me. They're part of the prophetic school. They minister to people. And anyway, the true characteristics of the true prophet of God, that teaching is Ed's favorite subject. And that teaching really influenced him and affected him the most. So I assigned him to teach that subject. So Ed always researched and he put up a summary of the true characteristics of a prophet and his teachings, an easy guide for those that are there to really look at it and meditate on it. And even after the prophetic school, you can use that, and it will take you, the Holy Spirit will take you and give you so much. So that teaching of Ed was posted in our website. And Joshua showed me last month that all teachings posted in our website about prophecy and about prophetic school is the most watched. And the following, the people that are following and subscribing to the website, more than quadrupled for the last 12 months. And it astounded me. So I realized how important the prophetic school is, of having prophetic conferences. So that is what's needed in the church. So we are going to respond to that. So don't forget, the first is September 29th and 30th, but seating is limited, okay? So it is of utmost importance to focus on Jesus Christ and Him crucified, especially in these last days. Do not listen to the doom and gloom prophets that these bad things are going to happen because Jesus is coming soon. And said, no, until we are at the helm, until the bride of Christ is a glorious and influential church, Jesus is not coming back. In the meantime, we have to focus on the many opportunities in this season, the greatness of the season that we're in, and I am running out of time. I'm getting a lot of visions and instructions, and when you register, or if you happen to catch me on the phone, to be honest, I don't want to hear anything on what was going on in your life, okay? And I explain why. I just want your name, your full name, and so that I can pray and I can catch you in the spirit, so that when you get ministered to, you will know that you heard from God. I don't want to have any preconceived idea. So if I didn't even want to talk to anybody during the conference, is because that's how I focus. Okay? I just wanted to explain. I just want your name so that I can pray. I can pray and allow the Holy Spirit to lead me. Okay? So get excited and don't forget to register. Okay? It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. And I've been preparing the team for this important events, and they're ready. They're ready to be released up there in power. And I'm running out of time. Join us in our Sunday services. We are located at 8419 Callahan Road off IH-10. The morning service starts at 10:30 and the evening service at 7. So Don't forget to register. Again, our website, sogmi.org. Again, it's sogmi.org, or you can email me at sonsofgod@satx.rr.com. God bless you for tuning in. Remember, we are going to, the Holy Spirit is going to reveal to us the greatness of the season that we're in. I'll see you in September 29th. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.